Chazar sich in der Schmuck, 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 Zog the Mishnah B'Shamay Se'an Yontif, one may not move a ladder used to reach the birdhouses from one birdhouse to another, but he may tilt the ladder from one compartment to another of the same birdhouse. But he'll say you can even move a ladder from one birdhouse to another. Zog the Gemara B'Chonam Bar'ami said, Machlaik is only when he carries the birdhouse ladder through the Rishas Arab. In that case, B'Shamay concerned that people will see that and think that he's bringing the ladder to plaster his roof. Whereas B'Shamay will say, since it's the type of ladder used specifically for birdhouses, people will not think so. However, if he's moving the ladder within the Rishas Ayachid, all would agree that this may be used. Jack Mar Yehuda, the name of Rav, said that whenever the Chum said something is osir based on it being Maris Ayin, it's also even Bechadri Chador. Oibazoi, how would Beishamay allow the ladder to be moved in Rishus HaYochid? Mar says Rav's halacha is actually machlekes among Tanoim. We find a brisa where the Tanakama says such an act may be done in private, or Malazim Rav Shimon say that it may not be done in public or in private. Another version says that Rav Chanan Bar Ami said the machlekes in our mission is only when it's done in Rishus HaYochid. In that case, Beishamay say it's osir because they hold over Yehuda in the name of Rav, and Beishil say it's mutter because they don't hold of him. However, they would both agree that it may not be done in Rishus HaRav. In fact, Mar, can it be that Rav follows Beis Shammai, which would be unlikely since we don't pass him like them? The Mar says, affecting Mar, it must be that Rav understood Beis Hillel to hold that such an act would be usher in private as well, and he would disagree with Rav Chanan's understanding of the Machlokes. Mar says, Rav Chanan had a Tana from the Braisa quoted above to follow, who held that such an act can be done in private, even though it cannot be done in public. Zoktimar in the Braisa of Shimon Elazar states Machlekes differently. He says that Beishamay he'll both allow moving the ladder from one birdhouse to the next. However, Beishamay don't allow returning the ladder after its use, whereas Beis Hillel allow even that. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda says this is only true when dealing with a ladder used for birdhouses. However, with regard to using a regular ladder, all would agree that it may not be moved at all. Rabbi Doisa says one may tilt the ladder from one compartment to the next. Others say in the name of Rabbi Doisa that a ladder may even be walked over to the next compartment. Rabbi Chiya's sons once returned from the village, and Rabbi Chiya asked them whether they passing any matters when they were there. They said that they were asked regarding moving a regular ladder to a birdhouse, and they allowed it. Rav Chiya told them they have to return and prohibit what they had permitted. What was shot? Rav Chiya's sons held that since Rav Yehuda and the Braisa said that all agree regarding a regular ladder, it must be that Tanna Kamma holds that they do argue regarding a regular ladder, and that Beis Hillel must allow it. However, this is a mistake. From the fact that the Tanna Kamma says we may move a ladder from one birdhouse to another, instead of saying we may move a ladder to a birdhouse, it must mean that he's discussing a ladder meant for birdhouses. Rav Chiya's sons felt that it referred to a ladder meant for if it referred to a ladder meant for birdhouses, the Tanna Kamma would have said a ladder of a birdhouse. Others said that Rav Chiya's sons told them we were asked regarding tilting a regular ladder from one compartment to another, and we allowed it. Rav Chiya told them that they have to return and prohibit what they had permitted. Rav Chiya's sons thought that when Rav Doisa allowed tilting a ladder, he was discussing a regular ladder. He came to argue with Rav Yehuda, who only allowed a birdhouse ladder. However, this is a mistake. Rav Doisa is actually coming to be machmer on Rav Yehuda, who allowed moving of a birdhouse ladder. Rav Doisa says that even such a ladder may only be tilted and may not be moved. The Mishnah said, Avo Mateo mechalon lechalon vechulu. In fact, from our Mishnah, we see that when it comes to matters affecting Simchas Yomtiv, like getting birds to eat, Beis Shammai are more machmer because they don't allow moving the ladder, and Beis Hillel are more mekel, they do allow moving the ladder. However, the last Mishnah said that Beis Shammai allow one to dig up earth to cover the blood of a bird or a chai that's so they can shecht on Yomtiv, and Beis Hillel don't allow. We see that Beis Shammai are mekel when it comes to allowing for Simchas Yomtiv, and Beis Hillel are machmer. Stiram. Rabbi Yochanan said, we have to flip the sheet of either our Mishnah, according to Rashi, or of the previous Mishnah, according to some other Rishonim. So that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel remain consistent in their views. Why do we have to reverse the Shittas? It may be that Beis Shammai are truly more machmer. And the only reason they're making in the previous Mishnah is because a person had a shovel dug into the earth before Yom Tov. It may also be that Beis Hillel are truly more machmer. And the only reason they allow the carrying of the ladder is because of the fact that he carries it to the birdhouse, and that it shows to everybody that he's using the ladder for a permitted purpose. Based on this, why did Rabbi Yochanan say you have to reverse the Shittas? The Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan must have said a statement regarding another contradiction. The Mishnah says that Beis Shammai don't allow one to take a bird from a birdhouse on Yom Tov unless it was handled before Yom Tov and in that way prepared for Yom Tov. Beis Hillel allow one to prepare the birds by simply pointing at them and verbally designating them for Yom Tov. We see that Beis Shammai and Machmer, Beis Hillel and Mekos and Yom Tov, even though they each hold the opposite in the case regarding the Shechita of the Chai or the Oif on Yom Tov. This must be what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said the Shittas have to be reversed. Fact, the Gemara, why do the Shittas have to be reversed over here? Maybe the Beis Shammai are truly more Machmer, and the only reason they're Mekel in the previous Mishnah is because the person had the shovel dug into the earth before Yom Tov. It could also be that Beis Hillel are truly more machmer. And the only reason that they allow verbal preparation is because they hold that actually is sufficient to remove the Isra of Muktzah. Mar said, okay, so Rabbi Yochanan must have said his statement on another contradiction. What? There's another Mishnah that says that Beis Shammai don't allow one on Yom Tov to take a keli used for pounding wheat, which may not be done on Yom Tov, to use it for pounding meat, even though that may be done on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel do allow taking such a keli. We see that Beis Shammai are machmer and Beis Hillel are mekel when it comes to Yom Tov, even though each hold the opposite in the case of Shechita of the Chayo share with the wife for Yom Tif. This must be what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said the shittas have to be reversed. Fact more again, why do the shittas have to be reversed? And maybe Rabbi Shammai truly more machmer. And the only reason they're making on the previous mishnah is because the person had a shovel dug into the earth before Yom Tif. It could also be Rabbi Hillel truly more machmer. And the only reason that they allow using the keli is because they hold that since it has the status of a keli, it bechal doesn't become muktzeh at all. The Gemara will continue along the Shaka V'Tarya in the next daf.